support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. We hear a lot about Alaska's alarming stats for violence against women and children, some of the highest in the nation, but perhaps we hear less about what we could do to reverse those numbers. And joining us to talk about that, Doug Kester, who is with the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Doug is fairly new to Juno in his job, but on the issue of violence and the emerging topic of bystander intervention, Doug has done a lot of training on this subject. In fact, he is an official trainer for the Green Dot program. Well, thank you, Doug, for not escaping and heading out into this beautiful afternoon, but spending some time with us.
No, thank you. I always appreciate talking to you, Rhonda McBride, and yeah, being able to talk about bystander intervention, it's one of my favorite things.
And it's really not something that we talk a lot about. You know, in life, we teach our kids about the dangers of sticking your fingers in the fire, the need to wear seat belts, how to administer CPR. But we don't really talk about violence intervention, maybe because we think it's too dangerous of a subject.
Well, it's true. You know, I'm glad you brought up kids because we all do bystander intervention with kids. You see a kid run out in the road, you're like, get over here. Or you see another kid maybe hitting a kid for some reason. You say something, right? Because we're so comfortable when it's children to intervene. It's when it's adults that come into the picture, or even like teens. It makes it, we call it barriers to intervening. So there's definitely some barriers.
So you are an official trainer for the Green Dot program. And I know that when you were in your job in Homer, for example, that you did a lot of Green Dot training. So can you explain to us exactly what the Green Dot program is?
You know, Green Dot's pretty amazing because it didn't exactly start in Alaska, but we helped it along. And now it is a program that's taught in the military, in the Air Force, in the Army. It's taught all over the world. So it's really spread. And it's a really powerful way to simplify how can we keep each other safe in our communities. And if you imagine a map, and on this map, there's all these red dots happening. Maybe someone's hitting someone somewhere. Someone in a school is bullying and saying some bad words to someone else. And or maybe, you know, at a home, maybe there's some kind of violence that's occurring. So there's all, imagine those as red dots on this map. Now, green dot is just something we can do to stop the hurt and harm. So imagine if someone stands up to someone that they see bullying a small, you know, a youth. Or imagine if you're at a store and you see parents, I'm a parent, so you get parents frustrated and maybe yelling at their kids. What can you do in those situations? So green dots are all, the concept is, if we can cover the map in these green dots, in these ways to protect each other, then we can bring down the rates of violence in our state.
So is there any evidence that where these programs have been in place that there's been a reversal in numbers?
Yes, there actually has been a lot of studies, and there's a lot of evidence-based information about it. It first was studied in high schools, and now Green Dot is used all over in different universities and colleges. And yes, we even did our own study in Homer. And, you know, studies are awesome, but it's really when you see it in action and you know in yourself, you learn that you can develop the skills to do this. We all have the capacity to intervene when we see something that could be wrong.
But I guess it's knowing how to intervene. And probably I'll start with the most extreme case is when you know an adult is being hurt. And, of course, you can tell by how they hide their bruises and the threats that they may get. You may be aware of that, that you say, I don't know if I want to get in the middle of that. And even police will tell you that one of the most dangerous situations for them to deal with is a domestic violence situation, especially when the partner is trying to get out of the situation. So I don't know how I would feel about sticking my nose into that.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think you should follow your own intuitive path, because I'm never going to say put yourself in danger. We're not trying to teach people how to be superheroes and wear capes and jump all over and do these miraculous things. What we're saying is there's always a way that you can do it and still keep yourself safe. And what we do, I mean, you brought up for domestic violence, and that's such a hard one, and you really do have to be careful. But you could do something like you could delegate. You could reach out to the person who you might feel is being hurt and be like, are you okay? What's going on? I'm here to support you. You could, if you don't know the person, you could reach out to their friend and be like, could you check in on that person and make sure they know what resources are available? There's just always ways. We're always going to have obstacles to acting on anything that comes to bystander intervention. So it's not about moving through and pushing through the obstacles. It's about learning techniques to go around those barriers that we all have inside of us to intervening.
So I guess when I look at the Green Dot program, it seems like there are trainings for every stage of life, from elementary school all the way to the community level. But where is the best place to start?
Oh, well, you know, when it comes to protecting each other, I'm so glad that we're starting early. And our, you know, early learning programs are really adopting, you know, ways to, like, make sure people are safe in the classroom. I would start, there's plenty of opportunity. You can look online. It doesn't have to be Green Dot. That is actually, you know, a company that's actually owned by people. So it's, you can be bystander intervention and look like on YouTube, you'll see really cool everything from poetry to like, you know, different shows about it. Or you can take a class. You could take a class on how to intervene. And that's what I really love to teach people, because it's so empowering once you know some of the techniques.
Well, I suppose one of the teachable moments for our country is the Derek Chauvin trial. Because there were no shortage of bystanders in George Floyd's death. I'm sure you've been thinking about that scenario.
Every time I see a scenario on television or somewhere, I put myself in those shoes, because I'm always trying to figure out what would I do in this situation. And yeah, sometimes I have, like, you know, my imagination goes wild. And but I realize that it's not about trying to be some big hero in the moment. You're never going to, when you're intervening, you're never going to solve the problem forever. Well, I shouldn't say never, but that's not what we're trying to do. So in a case like that, there were people that were bystanders, and they did say something. They said, hey, stop. And, you know, you're hurting him, you're killing him, and people recorded it. Those are all things that they were able to do, whether it's helped or not. Obviously, in that case, it didn't. But when it comes to intervening in police things, that's a whole other, you know, topic, which I would, again, you just have to make sure you're going to be safe and those around you are going to be safe. But I agree. We see it on the news, and just you can use your own imagination to think, okay, what would I do in this situation?
So if you were standing in that crowd, what would you have done?
Well, I like to imagine myself doing something that would save his life, but we didn't know what was going to happen in that moment. We didn't know what it was about. I definitely would have said something because I can't, it's like part of my nature. Not everyone has that. Maybe that's why I'm so passionate about intervention. I have some strange thing, and it's not even that, I don't know. My wife is like, you better not intervene in this situation because she, you know, like I just can't help it but to intervene. So I don't know. I guess in the end, I don't know. I can't say that I would have done anything more than what they did, but I would have been really hard pressed not to say something and try to get it to stop.
Well, we'll have to have another conversation down the road with more information, some specifics about intervention at different stages, safe intervention. But it is National Poetry Month, and we're asking all of our guests if they have a poem that they would like to share. So I put that question to you, Doug. So what do you got for us?
Okay, I do have a poem, and I just basically found it because I wanted something that just really registered for the now, for this moment, even though I love all sorts of poetry. This is called In a Dark Time. In a dark time, the eyes begin to see. I meet my shadow in the deepening shade. I hear my echo in the echoing wood. A lord of nature weeping to a tree. I live between the heron and the wren, beasts of the hill and serpents of the den. What's madness but nobility of soul at odds with circumstances? The day's on fire. I know the purity of pure despair, my shadow pinned against a sweating wall. That place among the rocks, is it a cave or a winding path? The edge is what I have. And that's by Theodore Rothke. And the reason why I brought that up, because it is the edge. Bystander intervention is kind of edgy. You are like, you're overcoming feelings inside, like shadow feelings and doubts and all those things. And that's what made that poem stand out to me.
Well, that was a good way to wrap the discussion up. But we're going to talk more about this. And you promised me that you might even come back with some role-playing examples so we can learn the specifics of bystander intervention.
I would love to. I love talking about it. So if you can definitely reach out, find me at, ANDVSA, and I'd love to talk to you about it.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much. Doug Kester, he is a violence prevention specialist with the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault.